pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and you can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and KPR, and a complete look at your KPR weather forecast. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning.
Large food orders they usually get from the government were not processed during the shutdown. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
The federal government shutdown means air travel is still being slowed up to 10% by the end of this week. The tracking site FlightAware.com says more than 1,500 flights have been canceled in the U.S. so far today. Delays are being reported at major East Coast hubs. Millions of Americans are dealing with an early blast of wintry weather. As NPR's Matt Bloom reports, the National Weather Service says the cold snap will persist through the early part of this week.
Across the Great Lakes region, millions of people are seeing their first snowfall of the season. The winter weather has triggered advisories from Illinois to New York State and northern Maine. It's being driven by a large mass of Arctic air moving over a large swath of the country. Temperatures in dozens of states are expected to hover 10 to 15 degrees below average. Daily records could fall, especially in parts of the South. A freeze watch is in effect from central Georgia to the Carolinas from Monday night into Tuesday. Even parts of northern Florida are expected to see a winter-like frost. The weather should bounce back to average November temperatures by midweek. Matt Bloom, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police have arrested a man in connection with a hit-and-run in Lawrence that left a University of Kansas student dead. Elsa McGrain was struck and killed while out for a run Thursday evening. She was 20. On Sunday, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office arrested a 36-year-old man for involuntary manslaughter in connection with the hit-and-run. KSHB reports the suspect is being held without bond. Thanksgiving is near, and wholesale turkey prices are projected to be higher than last year. Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval explains why.
The retail price of wholesale turkeys this year could be around $2 a pound, according to a new Purdue University study. Caitlin Hubble was one of the paper's authors. She says it's typical for prices to grow around the holiday season.
But also, right now, we're seeing higher feed costs, right? So grain prices are low, and feed for all animals, not just poultry, is higher.
Hubble says those high prices are partly due to tariffs the Trump administration imposed on vitamins, minerals, and other animal feed ingredients. Bigger turkey populations could mitigate price increases. However, bird flu has already killed over 3 million commercial fowl this year. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
During the government shutdown, President Trump has repeatedly called on Republican senators to end the filibuster rule, which requires 60 votes to pass most legislation. But many Republicans oppose ending the filibuster, including Kansas's two U.S. senators. KSNT reports both Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall have released statements saying they would not support any effort to end the filibuster. Moran says it stops bad policies. Marshall says in his statement he believes the filibuster should be enshrined in the Constitution. It was a big weekend for college and professional soccer, with more answers to come, as Greg Eklund explains.
KU lost the Big 12 title match on Saturday night, 1-0 against BYU. The Jayhawks, with an overall record of 14-5-3 this season, are ready to turn their attention to the NCAA tournament. Compared to last year's NCAA tournament team, Jayhawks coach Nate Lee says he's encouraged by Saturday night's performance.
I want them to remember last year because, honestly, I think we played better in this game than we did in that NCAA game for most of it.
On the professional level, the Kansas City Current got ousted from the NWSL playoffs by Gotham FC of New York 2-1. The Current had the league's best record in the regular season. I'm Greg Eklund.
In college basketball, KU women beat Northwestern State yesterday, 75-60. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 40 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 28. Tomorrow, Veterans Day, begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes sunny, highs tomorrow near 62. In Lawrence right now, it's mostly clear, 22 degrees at 6:07.
Support for NPR.
It's a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
Have a good morning. This is NPR News.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Polesburg Junction City. Coming up in 10 minutes, latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour, American agriculture depends on foreign workers. President Trump's immigration clampdown is shrinking a farm workforce that was already too small, and farm groups are sounding the alarm.
Farmers have reached a crisis point. We have farms that are going out of business. We have food prices at an all-time high.
Some in the ag industry now say it's time to revise a visa program to allow many more foreign workers into the country. That story coming up in about 20 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, cooler than normal temperatures, highs this afternoon near 40 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 28. Tomorrow, Veterans Day, begins mostly cloudy, then gradually becomes sunny with highs tomorrow near 62.
I'm Julia Morica, host of BBC NewsHour. On today's programme, the crisis at the BBC. How does the corporation rebuild public trust after two key resignations? And as the UN Climate Change Conference begins in Brazil, what can realistically be achieved?
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition, on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
Ireland's new president won by a landslide, running on a far-left anti-establishment campaign.
She was kind of speaking to a lot of younger people in particular who want the country to be different in terms of progressive values.
I'm Juana Summers, how Catherine Connolly won Ireland's presidency and what it could mean for the country's political landscape. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes to you at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, sunny with a high near 40. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows around 28. Tomorrow begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes sunny, highs tomorrow near 62. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear, 22 degrees at 6:30.
Airport. The tracking firm FlightAware reports more delays and cancellations this morning. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. People who get federal food assistance in Kansas are still in limbo, even after the state says it processed November payments on Friday. Over the weekend, the Trump administration said the payments were, quote, unauthorized, and it demanded states, quote, undo them. But late last night, an appeals court ordered the administration to fully fund SNAP. The administration is expected to appeal that ruling. About 6% of all Kansans receive SNAP benefits. Kansas could receive up to $1 billion in federal funds over the next 5 years to support rural health care. But as Kaylin Moore reports, it might not entirely save rural hospitals.
The 2025 budget reconciliation bill will cut Medicaid funding by almost $4 billion in Kansas. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran advocated for $50 billion for rural hospitals to help mitigate that. Half of that must be applied for. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly put together the Rural Health Innovation Alliance to seek the money. One of those groups is the Kansas Hospital Association. Cindy Samuelson with the group says their plan is to focus on rural health outcomes.
Like increasing access to preventative screenings, behavioral health services, nutritional counseling.
The money cannot be used to support general operations at hospitals, only to try new programs and initiatives. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Five Republican members of the Kansas House have been punished for refusing to support a special session on redistricting. Republican leaders in the legislature wanted to call the session to gerrymander the state's lone Democratic representative out of her seat, but the effort failed after 10 House Republicans refused to sign on. Now Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins has stripped five of the holdouts of their positions as committee chairs or vice chairs. The Kansas Reflector reports Clark Sanders of Salina lost his position as vice chair of the House Higher Education Budget Committee. Sanders told the Reflector he just didn't think a special session was the right thing to do. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies with a high near 40. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 28. Tomorrow, things begin to warm up. Veterans Day forecast begins mostly cloudy, then gradually becomes sunny with a high near 62 degrees tomorrow. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear, 22 at 634.
Support for NPR.
Thanks so much. This is NPR News.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Still ahead on Morning Edition, a 100-year-old veteran who survived the Battle of Iwo Jima recounts his experience and the freedom he's enjoyed since the Allies won World War II. That's in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting stories of light, color, and hope in The Color and Light, featuring works by two Kansas composers, November 22nd. More information and tickets at topekasymphony.org.
Forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 40 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 28. Tomorrow, for your Veterans Day, it begins mostly cloudy, then gradually becomes sunny, much warmer. Highs tomorrow near 62 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear, 22 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, 20 degrees. Junction City, clear and 20 degrees at 6:44.
NPR brings you to where the stories are.
Our colleague Leila Favel is in Syria, learning some of the secrets of a
government. His family's farm is mostly corn and soybeans. He's also president of the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association.
An exhibit at a museum in Nuuk, Greenland's capital. Our co-host Juana Summers takes us there. This is NPR.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. My kids do not like when there's a spider in the house, so it's hard to know how they would respond to 111,000 spiders. That's how many were found in what is believed to be the world's largest spider web, in a dark cave on the border of Albania and Greece. Inside are two species of spiders. Usually one eats the other, but they do not in this cave because even with 800,000 eyes, they can't see each other. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. From Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org. And from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. farmers can't hire enough workers. With President Trump's immigration crackdown, the ag workforce has shrunk by at least 155,000 people this year. Ag labor prices are surging, and the crisis is driving some farmers out of business. But Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris reports some in the ag industry say this could be the moment for changes allowing more foreigners to work legally on American farms.
U.S. farmers grow everything from apples to zucchini with enormous amounts of grain, meat, and other stuff we consume thrown in. It's a very diverse industry with one common problem.
Labor is my biggest challenge. Every year, it seems to become more and more of a headache.
That's Brandon Batten. He grows tobacco, corn, and soybeans south of Raleigh, North Carolina. 1,000 miles away, near Ripon, Wisconsin, organic farmer Tracy Vins has the same problem. She says native-born Americans don't want to work that hard.
People in our community around us, let me say, just do not want to farm. We get an applicant here or there, and they come out in loafers and khaki pants and think, oh my gosh, you mean I'm going to get dirty?
So producing food in America depends on workers from overseas. About 70% of U.S. farm workers were born elsewhere, more than 40 finally becoming to the realization that the U.S. will either import workers or import food. I'm Frank Morris, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. To see photos and hear more stories, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, listen for a dazzling pianist in the 11 o'clock hour by the name of Bo Xin Wang. He has a recital in Murphy Hall at KU this Thursday evening. He's dropping by to give us a taste of that. Before 11 o'clock, it's a suite from Purcell's Fairy Queen, the Mozart Clarinet Concerto, and the fourth movement of Mahler's Seventh Symphony. All that on the Classical Morning Show from 9 to noon today on KPR. If you're listening on KPR 2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. It's 9 minutes before 7.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.
NPR News.
Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Fadel.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, as well as a look at the latest weather forecast. It's 7 o'clock.
And since then, Trump has decided that Shara is someone he wants to deal with. Most sanctions on Shara and Syria have been removed, but there are still some to be lifted. And Trump is expected to invite Syria to join U.S.-led efforts fighting the militant group ISIS. Jane Araf, NPR News, Amman.
On Wall Street, in pre-market trading, stock futures are higher. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police have arrested a man in connection with a hit-and-run in Lawrence last week that left a University of Kansas student dead. Elsa McGrain was struck and killed while out for a run Thursday evening. She was 20. On Sunday, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office arrested a 36-year-old man for involuntary manslaughter in connection with the hit-and-run. KSHB reports the suspect is being held without bond. Thanksgiving is near, and wholesale turkey prices are projected to be higher than last year. Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval explains why.
The retail price of wholesale turkeys this year could be around $2 a pound, according to a new Purdue University study. Caitlin Hubble was one of the paper's authors. She says it's typical for prices to grow around the holiday season.
But also, right now, we're seeing higher feed costs, right? So grain prices are low, and feed for all animals, not just poultry, is higher.
Hubble says those high prices are partly due to tariffs the Trump administration imposed on vitamins, minerals, and other animal feed ingredients. Bigger turkey populations could mitigate price increases. However, bird flu has already killed over 3 million commercial fowl this year. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
During the government shutdown, President Trump has repeatedly called on Republican senators to end the filibuster rule, which requires 60 votes to pass most legislation. But many Republicans oppose ending the filibuster, including Kansas's two U.S. senators. KSNT reports both Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall have released statements saying they would not support any effort to end the filibuster. Moran says it stops bad policies. Marshall says he believes the filibuster should be enshrined in the Constitution. It was a big weekend for college and professional soccer, with more answers to come, as Greg Eklund explains.
KU lost the Big 12 title match on Saturday night, 1-0 against BYU. The Jayhawks, with an overall record of 14-5-3 this season, are ready to turn their attention to the NCAA tournament. Compared to last year's NCAA tournament team, Jayhawks coach Nate Lee says he's encouraged by Saturday night's performance.
I want them to remember last year because, honestly, I think we played better in this game than we did in that NCAA game for most of it.
On the professional level, the Kansas City Current got ousted from the NWSL playoffs by Gotham FC of New York 2-1. The Current had the league's best record in the regular season. I'm Greg Eklund.
College basketball yesterday, KU women beat Northwestern State 75-60. Weather forecast for today, it begins partly sunny, gradually becomes fully sunny with a high temperature this afternoon near 40 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows around 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, then gradually becomes sunny with highs tomorrow near 62 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear, 22 degrees. The time is 7:07.
Support for NPR comes from it.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Xavier Foley on bass, Thursday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Coming up on Morning Edition in about 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour, American agriculture depends on foreign workers. President Trump's immigration clampdown is shrinking a farm workforce that was already too small. And farm groups are sounding the alarm.
Farmers have reached a crisis point. We have farms that are going out of business. We have food prices at an all-time high.
Some in the ag industry now say it's time to revise a visa program to allow many more foreign workers into the country. That story coming up in about 20 minutes. Weather forecast for today, it'll begin partly sunny, gradually becoming sunny with a high this afternoon near 40 degrees. That's about 17 degrees below the average for this date. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 28. Tomorrow, Veterans Day, begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes sunny, warmer, highs tomorrow near 62 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear, 22 degrees, Topeka mostly clear, and 20 degrees.
I'm Julian Warica, host of BBC NewsHour. On today's programme, the crisis at the BBC. How does the corporation rebuild public trust after two key resignations? And as the UN climate change conference begins in Brazil, what can realistically be achieved?
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition, on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
SNAP benefits, too. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Support for NPR health coverage comes from Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil, with a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com.
This is NPR News.
Ireland's new president won by a landslide, running on a far-left anti-establishment campaign.
She was kind of speaking to a lot of younger people in particular who want the country to be different in terms of progressive values.
I'm Juana Summers. How Catherine Connolly won Ireland's presidency and what it could mean for the country's political landscape. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock with your host Laura Lorson right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, news from NPR as well as KPR and a complete look at your weather forecast. Right now in Lawrence, it's partly cloudy, 23 degrees. Topeka, mostly sunny, 21 degrees. Manhattan reporting cloudy skies and 21 degrees at 7:30.
Ending federal health care subsidies by mid-December. As the Trump administration continues its crackdown on illegal immigration, the Department of Homeland Security says it's removed more than a half million people without legal status from the U.S. NPR's Sergio Martinez Beltran says it's not clear if that number is accurate based on limited information.
ICE collects a lot of data on every person it arrests, detains, transports, and deports. But this administration is not releasing all of that information. They have released some detention numbers that show people at a given time in immigration facilities, but they have not released a breakdown of deportation numbers.
ICE has focused much of its activities in major cities such as Chicago and Los Angeles. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. People who get federal food assistance in Kansas are still in limbo even after the state says it processed November payments on Friday. Over the weekend, the Trump administration said such payments were, quote, unauthorized, and it demanded states to, quote, undo them. But late last night, a federal appeals court ordered the administration to fully fund SNAP. The administration is expected to appeal that ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. About 6% of all Kansas residents receive SNAP benefits. Kansas could receive up to $1 billion in federal funds over the next 5 years to support rural health care. But as Kaylin Moore reports, it might not entirely save rural hospitals.
The 2025 budget reconciliation bill will cut Medicaid funding by almost $4 billion in Kansas. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran advocated for $50 billion for rural hospitals to help mitigate that. Half of that must be applied for. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly put together the Rural Health Innovation Alliance to seek the money. One of those groups is the Kansas Hospital Association. Cindy Samuelson with the group says their plan is to focus on rural health outcomes.
Like increasing access to preventative screenings, behavioral health services, nutritional counseling.
The money cannot be used to support general operations at hospitals, only to try new programs and initiatives. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Five Republican members of the Kansas House have been punished for refusing to support a special session on redistricting. Republican leaders in the legislature wanted to call the session to gerrymander the state's lone Democratic representative out of her seat. But the effort failed after 10 House Republicans refused to sign on. Now Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins has stripped five of the holdouts of their positions as committee chairs or vice chairs. The Kansas Reflector reports Clark Sanders of Salina lost his position as vice chair of the House Higher Education Budget Committee. Sanders told the Reflector he just didn't think a special session was the right thing to do. Weather forecast for today begins partly sunny, gradually becoming fully sunny by this afternoon. High temperatures this afternoon near 40 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 28. Tomorrow begins cloudy, becomes sunny, warmer too. Highs tomorrow near 62. It's 7:34.
Support for...
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Still ahead, as the cost of child care rises faster than overall inflation, one state has introduced a new program that could help. New Mexico this month became the first state to offer no-cost universal child care to all families. What will that mean for working families there? We'll find out in about 10 minutes on the Marketplace Morning Report. Weather forecast for today, it'll begin partly sunny, gradually becoming sunny this afternoon with a high temperature near 40 degrees. That's about 17 degrees below average for this date. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 28. Tomorrow, Veterans Day, looks nice. Starts mostly cloudy, but gradually becomes sunny. Highs tomorrow around 62. That's about 5 degrees above average for this time of year. Things warm up later in the week, too. By Friday, we're looking at highs near 75. Not there yet, though. Lawrence right now, partly cloudy, 23 degrees. Topeka, mostly sunny, and 21 degrees. It's 7:44.
I'm Leila Faldin. A bit behind on the news. No sweat. We got you.
Okay, so just remind us who...
Robbers broke into the Louvre. An AP photographer took a photo of three cops outside. Next to them is a young man in a three-piece suit and a fedora tilted oh so stylishly at an angle. The internet called him Fedora Man. While the AP found out who he is, 15-year-old Pedro Elias Garzon Del Vaux, who was just there to sightsee. And why does he look like he stepped out of a 40s noir? He says he likes detective stories and to be chic. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. From the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Farmers can't hire enough workers. With President Trump's immigration crackdown, the ag workforce has shrunk by at least 155,000 people this year. Ag labor prices are surging, and the crisis is driving some farmers out of business. But Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris reports some in the ag industry say this could be the moment for changes, allowing more foreigners to work legally on American farms.
U.S. farmers grow everything, from apples to...
Some members of Congress who previously would not be part of the discussion about a more comprehensive solution that we've needed for, 30 years or I don't know how long, way too long.
There are a number of bills circulating on Capitol Hill that would allow in more foreign workers and ease the labor crisis in agriculture. Teagarden says Washington may finally be coming to the realization that the U.S. will either import workers or import food. I'm Frank Morris, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. You can hear more of their stories on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-thru pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at Maselli'sOnline.com.
Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown this morning from 9 till noon in the 11 o'clock hour, we will hear a dazzling pianist. Bo-Sheen Wong has a recital in Murphy Hall at KU this Thursday. He's dropping by to give us a little preview. Also, a suite from Purcell's Fairy Queen, the Mozart Clarinet Concerto, and much more classical music from 9 till noon.
KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves. Applications at kansaspublicradio.org.
Right now, Alex and AJ say it doesn't feel safe to bank on any government help, but they're cautiously hopeful this change will give them some financial breathing room. In New Mexico, I'm Savannah Peters for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum. Membership at the museum includes reciprocal entry to over 200 museums and science centers across the country. Membership information available at biodiversity.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and KPR, as well as a complete look at your KPR weather forecast. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. Delivery impacts could depend on how long the aircraft are grounded.
If it only lasts a few days, then...
Group. President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is in Israel for talks today. NPR's Lauren Freyer has more.
Phase one was halting violence, exchanging bodies, and boosting humanitarian aid to Gaza. Phase two is disarming Hamas, deploying international troops, and governing post-war. Hamas's handover of the remains of Hadar Goldin, an Israeli soldier killed in a previous Gaza war, could impact phase two negotiations over some 200 Hamas fighters. They're believed to be holed up in Rafah in southern Gaza. Israel's been demanding they surrender or be killed. The U.S. floated the idea of freeing them if they agree to disarm and in exchange for Goldin's body. As for an international security force, Turkey has been involved in talks, but an Israeli government spokesperson says there will be no Turkish boots on the ground. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police have arrested a man in connection with the hit and run in Lawrence last week that left a University of Kansas student dead. Elsa McGrain was struck and killed while out for a run Thursday evening. She was 20. On Sunday, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office arrested a 36-year-old man, charged him with involuntary manslaughter. It's in connection with the hit and run. KSHB reports the suspect is being held without bond. Thanksgiving is getting closer, and wholesale turkey prices are projected to be higher than last year. Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval explains why.
The retail price of wholesale turkeys this year could be around $2 a pound, according to a new Purdue University study. Caitlin Hubble was one of the paper's authors. She says it's typical for prices to grow around the holiday season.
But also, right now, we're seeing higher feed costs, right? So grain prices are low, and feed for all animals, not just poultry, is higher.
Hubble says those high prices are partly due to tariffs the Trump administration imposed on vitamins, minerals, and other animal feed ingredients. Bigger turkey populations could mitigate price increases. However, bird flu has already killed over 3 million commercial fowl this year. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
During the government shutdown, President Trump has repeatedly called on Republican senators to end the filibuster rule, which requires 60 votes to pass most legislation. But many Republicans oppose ending the filibuster, including Kansas's two U.S. senators. KSNT reports both Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall have released statements saying they would not support any effort to end the filibuster. Moran says it stops bad policies. Marshall says he believes the filibuster should be enshrined in the Constitution. It was a big weekend for college and professional soccer, with more answers to come. Greg Eklund explains.
KU lost the Big 12 title match on Saturday night, 1-0 against BYU. The Jayhawks, with an overall record of 14-5-3 this season, are ready to turn their attention to the NCAA tournament. Compared to last year's NCAA tournament team, Jayhawks coach Nate Lee says he's encouraged by Saturday night's performance.
I want them to remember last year because, honestly, I think we played better in this game than we did in that NCAA game for most of it.
On the professional level, the Kansas City Current got ousted from the NWSL playoffs by Gotham FC of New York 2-1. The Current had the league's best record in the regular season. I'm Greg Eklund.
College basketball yesterday, KU women beat Northwestern State 75-60. Weather forecast for today, it'll begin partly sunny, gradually become fully sunny. Highs this afternoon still cool, only around 40 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 28. Tomorrow, Veterans Day, begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes sunny. Highs tomorrow near 62 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 8:07.
Support for NPR.
Talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
Have a good morning.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
This is Morning Edition coming to you on Kansas Public Radio. In 10 minutes, we get the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. In the next half hour of Morning Edition, the withdrawal of food assistance for millions of Americans has left food banks struggling to keep up with demand.
Typically, we see 250 households at a mobile pantry distribution. We are topping 800 households.
The latest on the crisis surrounding SNAP benefits in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary party, Keeping History Alive Since 75. November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details at watkinsmuseum.org.
If you've not yet purchased your tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas, better hurry. Tickets to our annual holiday bash with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra sold out fast last year. This year's event is Saturday night, December 13th, and tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com and at Liberty Hall, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Weather forecast for today, it'll begin partly sunny, gradually become sunny. Highs this afternoon near 40 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 28. Tomorrow, Veterans Day, begins mostly cloudy, then gradually becomes sunny. Much warmer. Highs tomorrow near 62 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly sunny, 24 degrees. Topeka, partly cloudy, 22. Atchison's mostly sunny and 23 degrees. It's 21 minutes after 8.
Support for
different in terms of progressive values.
I'm Juana Summers. How Catherine Connolly won Ireland's presidency and what it could mean for the country's political landscape. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today begins partly sunny, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 40 degrees this afternoon. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly sunny, 25 degrees. The time is 8:30.
Could potentially give final approval. This is day 41 of the shutdown. President Trump is pardoning dozens of people involved in the effort to undermine the results of the 2020 presidential election won by Joe Biden. There are 77 people named. They include former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani and ex-White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Later this morning, President Trump meets with Syria's president at the White House. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. People who get federal food assistance in Kansas are still in limbo, even after the state says it processed November payments on Friday. Over the weekend, the Trump administration said such payments were, quote, unauthorized, and it demanded states, quote, undo them. But late last night, a federal appeals court ordered the administration to fully fund SNAP, but the administration is expected to appeal that ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. About 6% of all Kansans receive SNAP benefits. Kansas could receive up to $1 billion in federal funds over the next 5 years to support rural health care. But as Kalen Moore reports, it might not entirely save rural hospitals.
The 2025 budget reconciliation bill will cut Medicaid funding by almost $4 billion in Kansas. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran advocated for $50 billion for rural hospitals to help mitigate that. Half of that must be applied for. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly put together the Rural Health Innovation Alliance to seek the money. One of those groups is the Kansas Hospital Association. Cindy Samuelson with the group says their plan is to focus on rural health outcomes.
Like increasing access to preventative screenings, behavioral health services, nutritional counseling.
The money cannot be used to support general operations at hospitals, only to try new programs and initiatives. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kalen Moore in Liberal.
Five Republican members of the Kansas House have been punished for refusing to support a special session on redistricting. Republican leaders in the legislature wanted to call the session to gerrymander the state's lone Democratic representative out of her seat, but the effort failed after 10 House Republicans refused to sign on. Now Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins has stripped five of the holdouts of their positions as committee chairs or vice chairs. Weather forecast for today begins partly sunny, gradually becoming fully sunny this afternoon. High temperatures near 40 degrees, still about 17 degrees below normal for this date. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 28 degrees. Tomorrow, Veterans Day, mostly cloudy at the beginning, then gradually becoming sunny with a high tomorrow near 62 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly sunny, 25 degrees. The time is 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from the
respect, but there still is worry in other parts of the country specifically. For instance, the UN and others have called on Shara to bring to justice members of security forces accused of massacres. Those are massacres that have happened in minority areas, Alawite areas, which the Assads belong to, the Druze. Christians are worried as well. The worry really is that Shara doesn't have complete control over his security forces, which were, in fact, up until a year ago, basically fighters of a militant group.
A lot has changed in the Middle East, but Jane Araf continues reporting for us from there. Jane, thanks so much. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow and former Kosovar diplomat Chandram Gashi in conversation with Pierre Shimunovich. November 13th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Thank you for joining us. Coming up on Morning Edition, a 100-year-old veteran who survived the Battle of Iwo Jima recounts his experience. That's in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 3 p.m. till late. More at 715mass.com.
Weather forecast for today begins partly sunny, gradually becomes sunny. High temperatures this afternoon near 40 degrees. That's about 17 below average for this date. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 28. Tomorrow, for Veterans Day, things warm up. Day begins mostly cloudy, then gradually becomes sunny. Highs tomorrow, all the way up near 62 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, though, mostly sunny, still just 25 degrees. It's 8:44.
Every day, NPR goes straight to the news source.
Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3 today, Zoltan Kodály's Dance of Galanta will brighten up your afternoon, along with a violin and harp fantasy by Saint-Saëns, also music by Mozart, and much, much more classical music from 12 to 3 p.m. on KPR2. If you're listening to KPR, I'm sorry, classical music is from noon to 3 on KPR. If you're listening to KPR2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Again, KPR 1, classical music. KPR 2, news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today. The day begins partly sunny and then gradually becomes fully sunny, so says the National Weather Service. High temperatures this afternoon, though, still unseasonably cool, only around 40 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly sunny, 25. Topeka reporting mostly cloudy skies and 23 degrees at 9 minutes before 9.
All that remains is the faces and names of the wives and the sons and the daughters, now also granddaughters and great-grandsons. They will gather today as the bell rings 29 times. Some have tattoos that bear the final words of the Edmund Fitzgerald's captain. We are holding our own. Neta Ulaby, NPR News.
Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Fadel.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Support for KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU. And KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. So glad you could join us for Morning Edition on this Monday. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown is on next. Over on KPR2, you can hear BBC News. Weather forecast for today. It's supposed to begin partly sunny, then gradually become sunny. High temperatures this afternoon near 40 degrees. A little bit of a breeze, winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 28. Tomorrow, Veterans Day, begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes sunny. Much warmer, high temperatures tomorrow near 62. In Lawrence right now, mostly sunny, 26 degrees. Topeka, mostly cloudy, 24 degrees. It's a minute after 9.
Live from